Daily Rest, Thursday, March 14th, 2024. The theme for this week's devotions is Jesus Prays for You. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. John 17, verses 15 through 19. Jesus prays for your sanctification. To be sanctified means to be set apart for a special purpose. By bringing us to faith in Jesus Christ, God has set us apart from the world. As Jesus says, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." God's word of truth exposes the corruption of the world, which separates one from God and leads to misery and eternal condemnation. He says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. For what special purpose has he set us apart? As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. God sent Jesus into the world to save the world. Jesus sends us into the world to give that salvation to all. We need the sanctifying power of the Word to strengthen and equip us to carry out our God-given purpose of glorifying His name in the world. We glorify His name when we show His love in the way we deal with others, especially our enemies. All this gives opportunities to tell people about the loving God who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Dear Father, help me continue in your word of truth and sanctify me so that I may glorify your holy name in the world. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.